Every life, a balance sheet of previous lives.
Dada, are the karmas today in my life an accumulation from countless past lives?
Every life is the balance of infinite previous lives. It is a balance sheet. This applies to all past lives. It is not a total sum of all lives. According to the law of nature, when the time is right, the karma must come into fruition. Otherwise, a lot of karmas will be left over.
Is this all linked to the past life, Dada?
Yes. One cannot do both, create cause and suffer its effect in one lifetime. Why can one not create both at the same time? How can cause and effect have the same time period? First, a fulfillment of a certain time period is required before a cause becomes an effect. Nothing will happen without this time period. It is like a mango tree. First, the tree will produce blossoms and then the mango. Is time not intrinsic in the process of maturation? Does it ripen in just one day? Similarly, some of the karmas that one binds need 100 years to ripen before they give fruit.
So are the karmas of this life the result of karmas caused in the last life, or are they also the causes from many other lives prior to that?
No, nature is not like that. Nature is very precise and meticulous. For example, the balance sheet of karma, merit and demerit, created in your 10 lifetimes ago, was carried forward in the life 9 lifetimes ago. The balance sheet of the life 9 lifetimes ago was carried forward in the life 8 lifetimes ago, and so on. The balance sheet does not carry forward all the karmas. Only the balance is carried forward. Whatever the longevity of the person, he will bring with him karmas of that time duration. But the karmas are of only one lifetime. You cannot say that they are of 2 lifetimes. Karma requires time to come into fruition. For some people, it may take 500 to even 1,000 years to mature. Nevertheless, in the balance sheet, it is still new.
Dada, are they carried forward?
Yes, the old account goes into the new account. Nothing is left behind. They are bound in the form of causes, and to take effect, it may take anywhere between 50 to 75 years.
Who controls all this?
So who manages all this, Dada?
The rules of karma are such that when you create karma, the result will come naturally and automatically.
Who decides the fruits of karmas we have to experience? Who makes us experience these?
They do not need to be decided. The karma itself does this. It happens on its own.
Dada, then who governs the rules of karma?
When 2 atoms of hydrogen and 1 of oxygen come together, we automatically get water. That is the rule of karma.
But somebody must have made that rule, Dada.
Nobody makes the rules. Otherwise, there would be a creator. Nobody has to make the rules. This puzzle has come about on its own, governed by the laws of science. I am telling you that this world is run only by scientific circumstantial evidences. In Gujarati, I call it Vyavasthit Shakti.
Vyavasthit Shakti and Karma.
Dada, is what you call Vyavasthit according to karma?
The world is not run by karmas. Vyavasthit runs it. Who brought you here to satsang? Was it your karma? No. Vyavasthit brought you here. Karma is there all the same. So why did it not bring you here yesterday? Why did it bring you here today? Vyavasthit brings together the time, inner intent, space, etc. All these circumstances come together to bring you here. Karma is only a small part of Vyavasthit. When the circumstances are right, one claims, I did it. But what happens when the circumstances are not right?
The fruit comes automatically.
If someone else brings the karma fruit, fruit of karma, is it still another karma?
No one else can give the fruit of karma. No such person has yet been born. If you were to drink poison, you would die. No one is needed in the middle to bring the results. If someone were needed to deliver karma fruits, then he would have to have a gigantic office. Everything runs scientifically. There's no need for a middleman. When the time is up for maturation of karma, it automatically comes into effect, just like these mangoes that ripen automatically.
Yes, Dada.
They ripen on the tree, do they not? These karmas are like mangoes that ripen on the tree. When the time is right, they ripen and are ready for consumption.
If the karma one creates in this life gives result in the next life, who keeps the account of all that?
Why does the water inside a pipe freeze in winter? It is because the environment has turned cold. It is all scientific circumstantial evidence. All these karmas yielding their fruit are evidences. Who makes you hungry? It is all scientific circumstantial evidences.
The order behind the effect of karma.
In which order do the effects of karmas come? Is it in the same order as they were bound?
No, it is not like that.
Dada, can you explain how it is?
They are all arranged according to their inherent properties. For example, the ones to be experienced during the day, during the night, during times of happiness, and during bad times. This is how they are arranged.
What is this arrangement based on, Dada?
According to the inherent nature of the karma, we all gather in a group because of the compatibility of our natural characteristics.
Seen through absolute knowledge.
Dada, how can one tell whether karma is old effect or new cause?
Nobody can see karmas being created. Only the one with absolute knowledge knows it. There is not even a trace of new karma in the karma you witness in the world. New karmas are not created as long as one remains the knower and observer of the karma that is unfolding. But if one becomes involved, that is, I am the doer, I am the sufferer, then he will bind new karma. It is only after you attain self-realization that you cease to bind new karmas. One cannot see the self or charge karmas in the world. Only the effect of karma is visible. When people taste and become engrossed in the fruit of karma, they become the doers or sufferers of the karma.
Why at this time?
Many times I feel that we are binding bad karmas, whilst externally the karma unfolding is an auspicious one.
Yes, that can happen. The karma unfolding presently may be auspicious, but from within one is binding pap or demerit karma. Let me give you an example. You and four of your friends have traveled to the city from a village but cannot find accommodation anywhere because you arrive very late. You tell your friends that you have a friend that lives in the city and that he may be able to put all of you up for the night. You arrive at this friend's house at around 11:30 p.m. and you knock on the door. Your friend first sees only you and then realizes that you are not alone, but there are five of you. Is he likely to tell you to go back when he sees the five of you? Of course he will not. Instead, he's courteous and invites you all inside. Our people are generally very polite.
Yes, he will invite us all in, Dada.
Your friend would welcome you and make you comfortable. But what do you think he's thinking in his mind? He's thinking, what on earth are they doing here this late in the night? That inner bhav is what binds karma. There's no need for him to do that. the visitors have come to him because of a pending karmic account, and they will stay as long as the account remains. Once the account is over, they will leave. But through his internal bhav, he has created a new karma. Now, if he were to ask me what he should do for his spoiled bhav, I would tell him to ask for forgiveness from whichever god he believed in. If you ask for forgiveness and vow not to repeat the mistake again, that new karma or cause will be erased immediately. Changes in a letter that has been written are possible, provided that you have not yet mailed it. Once the letter is mailed, that is, you have left this life, it is no longer in your hands, and the karma has been bound or caused. You can erase everything before you leave this body. Your friend, in this case, has already bound that karma. He asks you if you would like some tea or coffee, and you tell him that you would rather have some hot food instead. His wife, who is in bed, overhears this and gets upset. Alas, more karmas are being bound. At that time, it is the law of nature that is in operation. Visitors come because of a pending account. So one should not spoil his bhav. He should stay within the laws of nature and offer the visitors whatever he can. Even the leftovers from the evening meal would be adequate. The visitors are not demanding anything elaborate. Instead, what people do is try to make a good impression by making an elaborate meal, while all along in their minds they are cursing the visitors for the inconvenience. That is called karma. It should not be this way.
गागा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो 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 गागा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार